Everybody, welcome to a Tuesday Sports Line of the Bulldog Hour. Kevin Murray is always alongside with Dave and the three, and that's our good friend Phil Benatti. Great show behind the bench, full 3 hours today. Lakers and the Clippers at 8 o'clock tonight. We get these late starts now because of Peacock and NBC and their involvement now with the NBA, which has pushed start times back because what they have been doing is regionalizing what goes on. It's actually a pretty good idea, provided you have Peacock, and that is you've got an 8 o'clock game Eastern time for the East Coast and Central Time Zone, which is a little bit different than 8 at 7 for the Central Time Zone, but you get my drift. And then you have an 8 o'clock Pacific game for everybody out here. The downside is, unless you have Peacock, you miss the early game, or if you're in the East Coast, you miss the late game. If you have Peacock, you get them both. Well, we get our game starting at 8 o'clock at night, and that's what will happen with the Lakers and Clippers tonight. I'll tell you all about the schedule a little bit later on, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his fine business, Precision Civil Engineering. Planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management. It's all there under one roof. More information, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net. Now, Jackson is off this week with us, so Matt Norville, nice enough to jump in. Matt, of course, the voice of the women's programs at Fresno State, but also someone who does work football-wise. You saw him on television earlier in the year calling a game, and a lot of basketball as well when Paul has a conflict on the men's side. Matt will be with us on a regular basis right after the first of the year, but for today, he's nice enough to jump in, and we will talk football and basketball with Matt momentarily. Jack Furtig with me tomorrow. And we'll certainly set up Fresno State and Pepperdine, which will land at 4 o'clock tomorrow, about an hour after we get off the air. So football and basketball the next couple of days, and then we are off for Thanksgiving. We have the triple header of the radio broadcast from Westwood One of the triple header television-wise on Thanksgiving Day. And we also have the Bears game, the Prime Video Black Friday game. We have that one as well that will preempt our local shows, although I will tell you, that Phil will be Mike's side for Rosie and Minaret's playoff action on Friday night. I'll go over all of the schedule a little bit later on, and we'll get to Matt Norville in just a moment and try to parse through more of the emails. A whole bunch of them, guys, that I can't get to specifically, but I'll try to lump together the comments, and we'll move through that with Matt in just a couple of minutes. First Weatherly Dogs, as always, want to spend some time with you. The good people at the local KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman remind you that for a limited time, they're back in the late 90s. I wish I were back in the late 90s with the classic honey barbecue flavor on everything, chicken sandwiches, tenders, and, of course, the crispy golden pieces you know and love. 2-, 3-, 4-piece meals on sale right now at the local KFCs. Everything with that great honey barbecue flavor. Also, keep in mind, on Tuesdays, you still have the $10 8-piece bucket deal, also 8-piece tenders if you prefer. You have the Wednesday deal, country fried steak for $5.99. You've got the KFC pot pies right now front and center. So a lot going on. And then if you've been listening to the commercials, also hear about everything for Thanksgiving from KFC. So keep all of that in mind. Stop on by the local operators in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Pick up a bucket or two or a chicken sandwich or tenders or whatever you'd like and tell them thanks for supporting athletics all across the valley, because we really appreciate it. You talk about an international, national, and in this case, local entity of that company stepping forward to help out with everybody across the valley with them, everything they have athletically that they'd like to do. Anyway, thanks to everybody at those KFCs. Also want to remind you about the weather, courtesy of our buddies at Lee's. They have been with us for a long time. Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing, been in the Central Valley since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. I've had them in to do work, even during COVID. Terrific people, very competitive pricing, very timely. If you need anything at all, give them a call, 825-5337. That's 825-LEES or leesair.com on the web. They also sponsor the Lee's Air Hotline. That's how we'll bring Matt Norville up in just a moment. And Phil brings up guests and callers from the general public during his show. So mark it down to get a hold of Phil, 559-320-1430. far as the forecast goes, typical this time of year, technically probably a week early. We start December next week, and that's the one time December and January we get a hint of winter here. Now, Matt is from the Chicago area, Matt Norval. So he, like Andrew Martin, our buddy from Jersey, would tell me, we don't know what winter really is like, and I don't want to know what winter is really like. I've been through it in other parts of the country doing games. I don't need it. I like heat, okay? But right now what we've got is a typical early winter, late fall, if you will, at this particular time, although winter disappears by February now in this town, which means foggy overnight. And if it burns off in the afternoon, we climb up toward the 60s. If it doesn't, then we stay in the 50s. So what you have is 53 today with a low of 44. And anytime we get to the mid or low 40s, look out for the fog. And the outlying areas in particular, it's a real problem. 56 tomorrow, 57 on Thanksgiving, 58 Friday. And then we go 55, 56, 57 throughout the weekend to Monday. And I bring this up because there is a slight chance of rain over the weekend. Right now, it doesn't appear to be real legit. We'll see how, as the people who do this for a living will tell you, how it models out, how it verifies or not a little bit later on. But keep in mind, if you're out there, be very careful of the fog. We all know it growing up here. You've got to watch out for it. And again, nice enough weather, I guess, compared to somebody who's freezing to death in the upper reaches of Canada right now. How about that? All right. Thanks, everybody, at Lee's, for allowing us the time to tell you about the weather. Again, leesair.com, 825-5337, 825-LEES. Anything you need, central air, plumbing, heating, or roofing. Final reminder, courtesy of our good friend Joe Cruz and his great business, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. Joe allows me the time every day to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. Joe has been a booster at Fresno State for over three decades now, celebrating the 25th anniversary of his fine business. You find him at 4529 North Marty Avenue in Town Suite 103, or give him a call at 266-7473, which is 266-PIPE. He's there. Gabe, who works for Joe, and no, it's not our Gabe. It's not Gabe Camarillo. Gabe Camarillo is at Channel 26 right now. Just talked to him the other day. This is Gabe Mullins, who works for Joe. Joe and Gabe are there. SuperiorPipeUSA.com for more information, or Gabe has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. Again, pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses. It's all there under one roof. 266-7473. That's 266-PIPE, as I mentioned, or stop by and see him at 4529 North Marty Avenue in Town Suite 103. If you're working at a plant, if you're a maintenance person, tanker delivery service, working around a boiler, anybody whose business is reliant upon a valve, if a valve goes down, your business can come crashing down in a big hurry, and your bottom line then suffers monumentally. What Joe can do for you, same-day estimate, same-day service, stop by and see him or give him a call. Tell him what your issues are. He'll analyze it, get you a same-day estimate, get started on any repair necessary to keep you up and running so you don't suffer that catastrophic turn. Also, if you have some time after he's done addressing your issues business-wise, you can sit down with him for a few minutes. He'll tell you what he has done in the way of donation to Fresno State, and will tell you the best avenue right now. Go to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. There are two links up there at the top of the page. One is the donate link. The other one is the NIL link, both critically important. If you click on the donate link, take you to different areas of donation. The BDF is there celebrating their 75th anniversary right now. You've got the Green V Society under that header. You've got Myers Champion Circle around. You've got Club Red for the former athletes there. You've got the Valley Co-op under the Ways to Give. And you've got the sports club. So all these different avenues for you to give to Fresno State. So pick the one you'd like. The delineation of how you can get involved is there. And then for the sports clubs themselves, it becomes very simple. If you want to give your money directly to a given team, quarterback club, for instance, for football, timeout club for men's basketball. Jack Furtig with me tomorrow, as always, to talk basketball. on the board of directors of the Timeout Club. Love to have more members. He said call him directly on his cell, 287-3305, 559-287-3305, or you can hit him up on his email, ferdyjack@aol.com. Other links there as well for men's and women's sports, for instance, Dugout Club for baseball. Check that out. Also, with the NIL monies, anything sponsorship-wise you might be able to offer, any athlete you want to sponsor, maybe you have a business, you want a commercial starring an athlete, that's fine in this day and age. I think people are aware of it right now. If you want to give directly to the university, whatever you want to do, click on that NIL link. It'll take you to right where you need to go. Hopefully, everybody can stand in line and support Fresno State the way Joe Cruz does at Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, Ed Dunkel does at Precision Civil Engineering. It's going to have to be grassroots, and it is an arms race financially, and it's going to get exponentially more difficult as we get to the PAC next year because those teams have a lot more financial base than many of the schools right now the Bulldogs are playing in the Mountain West. Anyway, thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, allowing me the time to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. Thanks to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, tell you about the schedules a little bit later on. Thanks to the local operators, KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. And thanks to Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. We appreciate one and all. And we appreciate our good friend Matt Norville, ready to go right now on the Lee's Air Hotline. Matt, how you doing?
I'm good, Tony. How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there, Matt. Like I said, this weather, the moisture in the air, not my favorite time of the year. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Please, if you don't need to burn the fireplace wood, don't do it. Turn electric, okay? This valley has enough of an inversion layer already. We don't need your smoke particulates there. One more time. I appreciate it. I'm old. Please stop it. All right, I appreciate your consideration out there and your venomous emails that you send me saying, shut up, I'll run my air, I'll go ahead and start my fireplace if I want to. All right, fine, back at you. There you go, Matt. You never know. You never know what you're going to walk into here. You know that, don't you?
I do. I know that very well.
Yeah. That's like I've told people, being on the air with me is kind of like a roller coaster ride without a safety bar. It can be interesting. It can also be harrowing at times. So I appreciate you guys stepping in live and direct because there's no delay here, ladies and gentlemen. You never know what's coming. All right. That having been said, you and I have had a lot of NIL discussions. That's what I love about having you on. Of course, Matt will be on with me on a regular basis once we get to the first of the year because you are involved with everything at Fresno State. You're the voice of the women's program, but you also call games on the men's side. So you are well-versed to talk about a variety of issues. You and I have had the NIL discussion over and over again, Maddie. Here's what I want to ask you about, because so many of the emails have come in beyond just quarterbacking, because we know that next year, at the moment, it would appear you've got two local guys in Mandel, who unfortunately is hurt right now. Had he not been hurt, he probably would have been able to play a couple of games and not burn a redshirt year. But you've got Mandel and Rose, who, of course, is now finishing up at Clovis this academic year and will be here. We'll see what happens there. I don't know what Conklin's status is. We know that Warner will not be here because he's a senior. But curious, Matt, in regard to the running backs, you've got Luke, who is definitely going to be a cause celeb. I think there's no question with a year to go that some of the major schools are going to look at his specific talent, his speed, hence the term speedy, and say this is a piece of the puzzle we need. You also have Bryson Donaldson, who would like to get 20-plus carries a game, who hasn't been able to get it here right now. You and I know in the old days, prior to NIL, everybody would kind of have to make it work. If you already transferred, as Luke has before, you really realistically can't do it again. If you're Donaldson, you would not necessarily think the grass is always greener. But, Matt, in this day and age of money and freedom of movement, can you really blame any athlete who's looking quickly for greener pastures right now? Is it hard to blame them for looking?
100% it's hard to blame them for looking. You can't blame the athlete. They have to do their due diligence. You have to look. There's a lot of different variables at play. One is, if you're a surefire lottery pick, like if it was basketball, or you're a first-round draft pick in football, you could say, okay, maybe I can just stay where I'm at because your draft stock isn't really going to sway. But if you're a kid, let's say you're a bubble NFL kid, getting to a P4 might help you. It gets you more exposure. You go up against better talent in the eyes of the committee, in the eyes of the scouts, and they get to see what you can do. Let's say you don't know if you're going to play at the next level because you are a bubble, and you're like, hey, let's just get as much money as I can right now. So you don't blame them for looking. I think you have to look. And the other aspect of it too, Tony, which you got to remember is, a lot of times you hear coaches say this all the time. I know a lot of coaches that are obviously in my family and then just people in general. They say you're always looking. And it doesn't mean you're always taking. It means you're always looking. No one ever wants you until someone else does. And you right. can sometimes get more. You can sometimes get more money if you go, hey, you know, I'm thinking about going here. And they're like, this is all I've got. And you're like, well, I'm thinking about going here. And they've got more. You might get a little bit more. So you've got to do your due diligence. You've got to look. You don't necessarily have to leave, because I always still say you've got to judge the situation. But I never fault the kids in this situation, because their window is so small, especially in football, Tony. And you know this. Even if they play in the NFL, they're out of the league in 2.5 years on average. So then you're just starting the rest of your life. To say a kid could turn down $500,000, just because loyalty, and you're like, man, that $500,000 can go a long way for the rest of your life if that kid doesn't right. play. You have to take a peek. And then on top of it, prestige, and like, you're playing on national television. Let's say you have a dream of a national title. Not saying you can't win a national title at Fresno State, but it's a lot easier to compete for a national title if you're probably at Ohio State, or you're at a Michigan, or you're somewhere like that. Not saying any of these kids are going to necessarily go there, but I'm just saying, you throw all those variables in, you have to look, and you cannot blame the kid. That's just the day and age we live in, and like we've had many of these conversations. Unfortunately, a school like a Fresno State or a mid-major, you're just considered kind of the minor leagues, and that's just kind of what it is right now, and there's really no fix in the immediate future.
You're right. We have discussed this, and it's one of the great frustrations that I feel personally about all of this. On the one hand, I'm in complete agreement with you, and if I were advising somebody, because particularly in football, your career can be so short. I mean, look, in any sport, you can be one play away from a catastrophic injury, but obviously, you know, football, there's more risk. I mean, I always think about, you know, guys who are running the IndyCar circuit, and somebody will say, well, what are the dangers? And they will say, well, you know what? You can die in an accident on the city streets. You're right. You can also die going 240 miles an hour in the short shoot at Indy. And I would purport to you that you are in more jeopardy going 240 miles an hour than you are in a city street. So it's all a matter of degree, if you know what I mean, Matt. But what I'm getting at is, there's no doubt, if you're a running back, for instance, you're shelf life, as you just mentioned, very limited, and also the inherent danger that somebody is going to catch your knee wrong, and even if you can continue to play, you are not that player that you were before, and then you're not sought after, you don't get the major contract. So it's a way of saying, yeah, get your money now. That having been said, if you are at a developmental stage of your career, I don't care whether you're a lineman or a skill position player or whatever, somebody has invested in you time and effort, and you may be grateful for that, but then you have to make the cold-blooded decision that I need to leave, even though these people may have been very responsible for my marketability. I've got to go get my money while I have the opportunity. I get it. But, Matt, where does that leave your fan base if you are in a mid-major category? I don't care how you want to, you know, you want to call it a G6 now or whatever it is. If you are part of the have-nots, and the haves have a bigger paycheck and a specific need for somebody, where does that leave your fan base? Is it you toughen up, buttercup, that's just the way it is? Or can you understand disenfranchisement with some of your fan base about it?
Yeah, that's a tough one for fans. It really is just tough for fans. It's hard to get attached because the kid might be there for a year and then they leave. I always say the same thing. You just root for the school, and then you honestly have to just change your expectation. Your expectation can be, hey, I want to win, I want to be great and all that, but you got to change what your expectation is, because it's just going to be like that, where you're not going to have a team and you say, man, I can't wait for a couple of years. They're going to be so good. Wait for the development. It's just not going to happen anymore. So you just have to take every year as its own year, and then the next year as a different year. But you just have to be, I would say, as a fan base, you have to be more patient at the mid-major level. I think at the P4 level, they're not patient at all. But I think at the mid-major level, or the G6 or whatever you want to say, just got to be a little bit more patient as a fan and look at building blocks and then see, is the coach good enough to bring in a kid that is under the radar and they can develop them not in 2-3 years, in 1 year, where it makes an impact in a few games. And, yeah, it's tough, Tony. It really is. I do feel for the fans. There's no fix, because I would just tell a fan out there, if someone was going to give you 50 grand and another school is going to give you $500,000, do you stay for 50 grand because you're loyal? Or do you say, I can be loyal, I can like you all day long, but we're talking $450,000 more dollars. I mean, that's where the issue is. We're not talking about the school slighting them. We're talking about the school's going to give them something. It's just they're going to get so much more somewhere else. And you're asking the kid, which if they want to say that's fantastic, but you're asking the kid to give all of that up just because of loyalty, by the way. That's really all you're asking, because they can still accomplish all their dreams and goals at the other school, hence why they're getting all the money they're getting. But you're saying just for loyalty, or just because you love that place, and that's where the tough sell is. I would just say, like, unless, I said this to you before, unless you're a lottery pick, a first-round draft pick in the NFL, where you can afford to stay, a lot of times it's even helping you to get more exposure for that next level, which for a lot of kids is their ultimate dream. So, yeah, from a fan base, it's tough, man. It's tough, but that's kind of the new normal. And that's, as we've talked about before, that's the normal they want to create. There's ways to fix it. Trust me, there's ways to fix it. But the powers that be do not want to fix it. If anything, they're trying to separate anyway. So they're not trying to fix it at all. And so fans at this kind of level, unfortunately, just got to cheer for the school, take every year as its own entity. And I say the number one word I'd use is patience. You just got to be patient.
I think you're right on all counts, Matt. I also know that loyalty is a two-way street, and you know, if you're at Ole Miss right now and you're seeing Lane Kiffin looking at $100 million package potentially from LSU, what have you, you have to wonder exactly, you know, it's all transactional, in other words. And yeah, you know what? It's very frustrating, particularly if you're a player that was developed, was nurtured by a given coaching staff at a different level, and then simply because of a bigger checkbook somewhere else, you leave, and maybe you leave grudgingly, but you have to, like you said, do what's in your best interest, because you're not talking about a $10,000 difference. That's not inconsequential to some as well. But when you're talking about $500,000 or $1 million difference or whatever, you have to go. That having been said, when you look at what's going on at Fresno State right now with Luke, for instance, okay, I mean, you know, Donaldson's a local kid. This has not been the year he expected. You know, we talk about Shaq's line all the time in the NBA. Everybody eats, right? Everybody gets their points. That's great to say, but at the end of the game, we know where the ball is going to belong, right? There are certain players that are going to have the ball in their hands late. In football, you are limited in the reps you get. It is not like basketball where it's free-flowing, and, you know, if you're on the court, you got a chance to score. If you're standing on the sideline, you're not getting reps. You feel as though you're not being utilized. That having been said, when you've got a guy like Donaldson, maybe hometown cooking keeps him around. I don't know. A guy like Luke is an interesting case in point, and I get a lot of emails about it. Addressed it yesterday, Matt. You know, I grew up at a time when in the National Football League, they played bump and run or press coverage, whatever you want to call it, man-to-man on the outside. And that worked fine until the world's fastest human, Bullet Bob Hayes, arrived. And Bob Hayes was a football player in addition to being the 100-meter champion in the Olympics. But when Bob Hayes arrived in Dallas, the zone defense had to come into play, because you're talking about not some skinny kid who could run track. You're talking about a strong, very heavily muscled, world fastest human who could run by everybody. And so it meant they had to change everything in the National Football League, or Bob Hayes was going to score every time he touched the ball. That changed the sport itself. You can't teach speed. Xavier Worthy right now is, by acclamation, because of the 40 he ran at the Combine a couple of years ago, the fastest guy in the NFL. All due respect there. Speedy Luke has the nickname. Luke has the nickname Speedy because he had, as a kid, he has that kind of speed. Because of it, do you look at him, Matt, and say, you know what, as much as Fresno State would love to hold on to him, you know, he's a Bosco kid, he's an L.A. kid, but the reality is that you're not probably going to hold on to him with a year to go. Is that your feeling about this?
I honestly, with him, I don't know one way or the other. He's an interesting story, but I will say you try to keep that kid, definitely. He's an interesting story, Tony, and the reason is because he's already been at a P4 level where he wasn't really getting touches. So now that he's had a breakout year, yeah, there's going to be other schools coming in. They're going to offer him money, but he might be one of those that says, hey, you know, been there, kind of done that. I'm in a good situation right here. You got to show me some money, obviously, but I might stay. So he's an interesting thing. Yeah, about the speed, it's so true. I mean, I broadcast all the time, volleyball, basketball, football, doesn't matter. We talk to coach, say, hey, we got to play fast. You know, that's what they say every single time. Well, to play fast, you got to have speed. And you can't teach speed. You just can't. And that's why you're seeing more and more football players train as track athletes, because everyone's just trying to get, obviously, bigger, faster, stronger. And he's lightning, Tony. But with him, it'll be interesting, because if I was going to try to sell him on staying, that's how I would attack it. Obviously, you want to come in with money. You hope the kid's enjoying it, having a blast. You've got a strong fan base here that obviously goes to Fresno State football, so that's never an issue in terms of not showing up when it's a packed house. You then say, hey, you've been there before. You know how those T4 schools work. You know how we work, because you've just played 1 year with us, and we think we can do great things. That might be a chance where you get to keep a kid like that, and you're in Fresno, which is not that far from L.A. So I think that's how you kind of attack it with him. I don't know one way or the other. You never know, truthfully, with anybody, if they're leaving or staying. You just don't know. But I would hope that he stays, and that's how I would kind of try to attack it.
You know, you're right, Matt, and this is what's interesting. And it is a little bit like, other than that, how'd you like to play Mrs. Lincoln? Because the reality, the monolithic presence of NIL money changes the dynamic. But take the same scenario we're talking about now, put it 10 years ago, and you could make a strong case that a Speedy Luke, for the reasons you cited, already been there, done that at Arizona, came here, good situation, next year, same coaching staff, promise maybe a more productivity, leading to the potential of an NFL career, because Speedy Luke has the kind of specific talent where he will get a look in the league. He's not one of the, he better cash in college right now, because there is nothing beyond there. He has a legitimate chance. Line up all of those things, Matty, 10 years ago, and I could completely agree with you that Speedy Luke stays. But now the X factor is the money. And if the money is, you can get an LSU of the world, a Michigan, Ohio State, where you've got a benefactor. What we've seen at Texas Tech, for instance, which Lubbock, Texas is not exactly, you know, the crossroads of the world. Okay, this is not like playing in a major market somewhere. Yet they have got a benefactor who's worth $4 billion, who's seeing to it that Texas Tech is relevant. Okay, you see somebody who just says, you know what? I got $5 million burning a hole in my pocket, and I see this kid can put us over the top. It is impossible in this day and age to turn it down, in my opinion. We saw it. You and I have talked about it in softball, right? We never would have thought a Stanford would lose a player to a Texas Tech. even if, particularly when you offered her $600,000, and that wasn't anywhere close to what she got somewhere else. It has put us in a very interesting position. And if you're a Fresno State, you're right. Pull for the name on the front of the jersey, not the back. But it is very, very difficult to hold anybody to that standard, including the players themselves, because if someone is offering that kind of dough, you make every case in the world, Matt, and at the end they go, yeah, you know, you're right about I'm better off staying, but the money is over here and I got to take it. And I never thought we would have that conversation about college athletics, but guess what? We have had it how many times in the last 24 months, right?
Exactly, Tony. And I'll just pose this. Say a kid gets hurt. His career is over and he's got to go to a normal job. He loses the NFL and all that. And he turns down that kind of money. Yeah, as a fan, you're going to say, man, it was great that he was loyal, but it's a shame that happened to him. But say that same situation happened, but he took the money. Now he's got something that he can at least have to start a life. And it's a total different perspective. And the only thing you say is, oh, he wasn't as loyal as I'd like him to be. And the thing about loyalty is very weird. Like you said, it goes both ways. Like, when is loyalty too much? Trout's still with the Angels. Is he too loyal? I mean, he's not able to win a title there. Should he have left? Or does if he leaves, is it he's not loyal enough? So when does loyalty stop? If you stay with the program for Magic Johnson went 2 years to Michigan State, then went to the NBA. Was he loyal to Michigan State, or should he have gone three? My thing about loyalty, it's such a tough thing to say a kid's not loyal. I would say if you show up and you give me everything you got that first year, that was your commitment for that 1 year. There's no contracts right now. You didn't commit to me for 4 years. I didn't commit to you for 4 years. I could leave tomorrow. You committed to me for that 1 year. Now, if you have contracts, that's different. So, yeah, he'd be loyal for that year. He didn't do anything that was bad or anything like that. And I think you just got to start looking at it like that. You start breaking it down to that. Now we're judging how long is loyalty. You go here 3 years and leave. Does that mean you weren't loyal? You know, I don't know. I think it's a tough one, and all of this has to do with NIL and money. And money at the end of the day kind of talks. And like I go back to our original thing, Tony, I don't blame a kid for leaving, and I don't blame a coach for losing a kid either. That's just not what I do. That's just the world we live in right now.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, to be continued as always, and I think we're right back to what we've talked about before, and I was talking to Panish about it several months ago when the season started. Ultimately, as much as we've talked about a P1 and a P2 and the Big Ten and the SEC breaking away, and even then seeing portions of their conference also altered, because you're not, if you're the networks going forward, going to spend the same amount of money for Rutgers that you're willing to spend for Ohio State. It just isn't going to happen. But it may very well be that rather than the designations being P1, P2, whatever, the tiers are going to be based upon an agreement between schools about the minimum and maximum amount of money you can spend. That would be an NFL model where we initially had the salary cap, the must amount of money that you cannot spend beyond. Then the Cincinnati Bengals didn't spend enough, and the Players Association came back and said, wait a minute, we got to have a minimum cap. And so then you have this area where everybody plays within the same rules. Matt, I would purport to you that that may be what we're going to head to, and Fresno State is going to play in a divisional setup, and there may be several tiers where there's an agreed-upon amount of money, verifiable monies for NIL, that schools have to stay within a minimum amount.
The Central Valley Sports Leader has you covered for the local angle.
Amount. So that nobody breaks the bank, and that's who you will play against. It may be teams in your conference right now, or somebody may become the moneyed aristocracy because of a benefactor, Matt, and that takes them out of your realm, right? I mean, is that where we're headed here? Multi-tiers, maybe 6, 7, 8 different tiers of the amount of money, minimum, a maximum you're allowed to spend, period?
Well, I think we're headed to tiers, Tony. I think the big one that no one wants to do, we've got to get a players union. You just have to. That will start to settle things, too, where you can start having max deals and minimum deals, and you can start making rules. You get a players union, and now you have an NCAA and a players union, and they've got to come together on terms. Now you've got rules you can enforce. You can say all of a sudden, hey, if you went to JUCO, your college clock started. Well, guess what? We can't do it. We have no players union. You've got to, you can start saying, well, hey, this is the maximum amount of money that X athlete can get. You can start doing things like that, but you've got to get, I personally think you've got to get a players union first, then set the rules, and then you'll get to eventually, like we think, it'll be tiers, because I've told you 35 to 40 schools tops is going to be basically that the number one league. And then I think you've got that next group, which is going to be about maybe 40 to 80, and that is where I'd want to be in if I'm president of state, is that next group. Is the 40 to 80 group. But I think players union first is what you have to get. And I know everyone's against it, but I've already told you, let's be real. These kids are not student athletes anymore. These are actually professional athletes that go to class. That's what you've got to remember. So you start taking it like that. This is what it is now. I haven't heard in any of these NIL deals where kids are leaving and going, as anyone ever said, you know what, well, it's a great school, even though it's my fourth school in 4 years. I haven't heard that, you know, they kept all my credits and I'm on pace to graduate. You just don't hear that. You hear, hey, I got a car deal and I'm getting $500,000. And to be honest with you, I don't care about the school aspect. I think it betters your life and getting a degree. But at the end of the day, you got to strike while it's hot. You can always get your degree eventually later. You get guys that turn pro. You get baseball players that never even go to college. So it's one of those things. They're getting their money. So I think you just got to change your whole mindset. But a players union, I think, Tony, you've got to do. That's got to be number one.
Well, without it, you wouldn't have had the minimum amount spent. Without the players union in the National Football League, the Bengals would not have been forced to spend
correct.
The monies they have to spend. So you're correct. And by the way, to your point, you don't leave a Stanford to get a degree from Texas Tech, okay? That doesn't happen. Last night, for instance, the 49ers starting backfield, okay, behind Brock Purdy. Juszczyk from Harvard and McCaffrey from Stanford. All right, that's all well and good, but that has nothing to do about why those two are in the backfield for the 49ers.
Exactly. Okay.
It's a nice conversation to have in the offseason. Doesn't make any difference now. All right, Matt, I'm too short of time today, but I did want to ask you quickly. We'll be talking basketball every week. It's thumbnail here in the last 2 minutes. It's too early to know what this basketball club, talking about on the men's side, exactly where they're headed because of the competition, and they have been at home. But are you seeing, as you call games, an encouraging sign at least this year as compared to last, or is it still jury out, period, end of story? We'll talk about it in March. Where are you at with this thing?
Oh, they're definitely better, Tony. They're definitely better. I've seen drastic improvement. I think this is the first year, and you know Coach Wahlberg a little better than I do in terms of what he did at Clovis West. This, to me, looks closer to what he had envisioned than what we saw all of last season. And I think for two reasons. One, he's got scoring guards. He's got a lot of options. I think those two reasons are the big ones. Zion, I think, is the most important piece of the entire team, truthfully, because of how he plays point guard and how well he can distribute. He can also score. It also keeps Hybreeder off the ball, and he can run around screens and do what he does and be the leading scorer on the team. I think Zion is probably the most important person on that Bulldogs team. But this team is light years ahead of last season. And I'll just say this. They've beaten a couple of quality opponents. Even if Austin, they knocked off Pepperdine right after they lost a tight one to Fresno State. And so they're 5-1. They'll play again this Saturday. And then you've got Utah Valley, who was preseason picked to get second in the WAC coming off of a conference tournament championship game appearance in which they won the regular season title the season before. That's a solid team as well, and Fresno State beat them. Those are two heck of good basketball games. I thought the Fresno State Stephen F. Austin game was as good in basketball as I've seen it with Fresno State playing an opponent since Coach Wahlberg's been there. I thought it was just a fantastic game, and they got them. And that's going to be a team that's going to make some noise. So I think I've seen enough to know that, you know, they're much better. I like how they closed against New Orleans, you know, closed out the game. I thought that loss earlier where they kind of fell to UC San Diego and then USC Upstate. I thought that was a good teaching moment for them. But, yeah, the competition's going to get better, but I like where they're at. They've got good size. They've got to continue to attack the glass. I think they need to be a little bit better defensively. That's what the coaching staff's kind of been talking about. I think Stickman is unbelievable defensively, and he's going to be a pest. But, yeah, I think Fresno State is a much better team this year, Tony, than they were last season. And it's just going to come down to, again, I think they're going to be in a lot of games the final 3 minutes, what they do.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting. You and I are going to be able to talk about it and the women's program, which I know has been a very entertaining start with McCarthy and the women's program. Talk about it on a weekly basis. And I'll tell you this, Matt, and you and I think, are in lockstep about this. Both sides of the equation, men's and women's side, better get ready for next year, because it's always been a tough road to hoe in the Mountain West, but it is going to be absolutely brutal when they get in the pack, particularly when Gonzaga arrives and goodness knows who else might come aboard basketball-wise. More than any other sport, including football, look out, Matt, for the pack in basketball. It's going to be very, very good. I can't wait for it. I hope Fresno State's ready for it. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. The pack is going to be loaded in basketball on the men's and the women's side. I mean, on the women's side, the top three teams predicted in the WCC are all coming to the pack in Oregon State, yep. Gonzaga, Washington State. It is going to be a basketball league. Fresno State has got to be ready for it because, man, oh, man, it's going to be a battle every game.
Well, the Bulldogs are down in Palm Springs tomorrow, 4 o'clock against Pepperdine, and then home at 3 o'clock at Sellin Arena on Sunday. I'll talk to Paul about it on Monday. Matt, I hope you, your wife, and whole family have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll certainly be in touch, my friend. I look forward to our weekly visits coming up very shortly. Take care, my friend. Thanks for jumping in today.
Yeah, no problem, Tony. Anytime, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Matt. All right, guys, Matt Norville will take a break, come back, tell you about the schedule, hand it off to Phil. He'll be with you for 3 hours, then the Lakers and the Clippers. Steve Ballmer is not happy, ladies and gentlemen. Now, maybe the Bus Brothers are more unhappy than Steve Ballmer, but either way, Lakers and Clippers tonight. I'll tell you about the schedule after this as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Tuesday on Central Valley Sports Leader 1430 ESPN. Hi, buddy. Welcome back. 2:51, about 5 minutes ago, and Phil handed off to Phil, his outstanding show on the bench for 3 hours today until 6 o'clock. Reminds you again that on Thursdays, now, exception this week, of course, because of Thanksgiving, Phil is at Fashion Furniture with our good friend Rod Abedikian, Paso across from River Park. Best conversation you're going to find anywhere in Phil's show. You can always give him a call on the Elise Air Hotline, 559-320-1430. But also the best furniture that's not only the best in California, but in my opinion, the best anywhere. Stop by and see everybody at Fashion Furniture, and particularly on Thursdays. Great Black Friday sales going on right now. So check it all out. Again, El Paso across from River Park. Bill is there 3 to 6 on Thursdays. Normally altered a little bit this time of the year, other than the holiday, of course, coming up. By the fact that we have the 5 o'clock starts for the National Football League, but we're running very quickly toward the end of the NFL season, and the Thursdays will be gone pretty soon, and we'll be into the playoffs, and then Phil will be back with the 3 hours there. Want to remind you about the entirety of the schedule right now, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his great business, Precision Civil Engineering. Planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management, it's all there under one roof. 449-4500 or precisioneng.net for more information. Again, we commend Ed for everything he does for his alma mater, Fresno State, in particular for the Lyles College of Engineering there on campus. Ed, a proud graduate, and he takes a lot of those grads right now and puts them right to work at Precision. And as always, Ed has the goal there at Precision Civil Engineering to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. It's worked beautifully over the years. We thank Ed for his great sponsorship of things with us and for the university as well. As far as the lineup goes tonight, the Lakers and the Clippers at 8 o'clock tonight, a national telecast of 7:45 pre for us from the Laker Network with John Ireland and Michael Thompson. By the way, Klay Thompson continuing his very great relationship with Ja Morant. That goes back to the Warriors and the Grizzlies in the playoffs a few years ago, and it continues to be sniping. That's very entertaining, even with Klay. in Dallas. And I don't know if Michael warns his son to be careful about it or if he's long past that. But anyway, it'll be the Laker Network tonight. Sharks coming up on Wednesday. And then for us, NFL week, very busy. We have all three games from Thanksgiving Day on our air from Westwood One. Of course, the shows will not be on locally because of that. And on Friday, we'll also be preempted because of the Prime Video Black Friday game. We have that one as well, radio-wise. Later on Friday, Phil will be Mike's side again for playoff action as the rest of the high school divisions settle things prior to the state playoffs. It'll be Orosi at Minaret, so stay tuned for that one. Phil will tell you more about it during his show. Over the weekend, 49ers, Rams, Raiders, all will be on our air. Of course, Monday nights, Sunday nights, Thursdays, the national broadcast. Monday, Major Wager Monday, which means Carter and everybody at Me and Ed's Victory Grill, Granite Park, Cedar in Dakota, the great food of Me and Ed's, big screen TVs, great atmosphere, terrific giveaway. Stop on by again, Granite Park, Cedar in Dakota, Me and Ed's Victory Grill. Get there by 5 o'clock. The kickoff at 5:15, Major Wager Mondays. We're with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, TDAD1 at ATT.net. TDAD, the number one at ATT.net. Way behind on emails, guys. I'll do the best I can. Try to get caught up. We'll be on the air tomorrow with Jack Furtick to talk basketball prior to Fresno State and Pepperdine on CBS Sports Network from Palm Springs tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So Jack with me. 2 to 3, kind of an early pregame, if you will. And then the Bulldogs will be home on Sunday at Celent Arena for that legacy game at 3 o'clock against Cal State Bakersfield. So a lot going on locally over this holiday weekend. Also, I want to remind you that Paul Metters has two really good shows. Now, the Sunbird Sports Show will not be on tomorrow because we're headed toward the holiday. But, Paul, back with you on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to noon, Central Valley Sports Report, First Ring Sports. Check that out on 1430. Everything for the station, 1430 ESPN, Fresno.com. You get the live links and podcasts there. Still working on the live link. Everything is on the podcast right now, however. And then, again, want to remind you one more time about donating to Fresno State, NIL monies, anything else you might want to give. Check it all out at GoBulldogs.com. As we bid you adieu until tomorrow, final reminder, thank our friends at KFC, the local operators in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Again, throwback to the late 90s, still underway. Classic honey barbecue flavor on everything they have. Chicken sandwiches, tenders, and, of course, those crispy golden pieces you know and love. And, again, on Tuesdays, you still have the $10 eight-piece bucket deal. On Wednesday, $5.99 country fried steak, and the KFC pot pies are front and center again. So a lot of great food. Pick up something for Thanksgiving if you'd like. Otherwise, stop on by, pick up a bucket or two, and tell those local operators in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman you appreciate everything they do in the way of sponsoring athletics across the valley. So the thank yous go out to the local KFC operators, to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, and Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. One more reminder, give Phil a call on the Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430. Thanks to Jorge. Thanks to Matt Norville. I'll see you tomorrow with Jack Furtick. Stay tuned for Phil on KFIG Fresno.